DOS.
Form 2 Tango Mobile.
Here today.
Well, if I ever get my drink over here at the Taco Bell where I'm on the side of the, over here down on 153 and can get back on the road, I'll be headed back to town. Been down here in your fair town doing some work today.
I'm glad you got all your work done. Now you're able to go back towards the house.
About 40 minutes to do the job. I was doing some auditing at the on Hewlett Packard Inc. At the Walmart here in Easley.
Well, that keeps you busy, I guess, and gives you a little extra income, maybe.
Yeah, the good thing about this is I can pick and choose which jobs I want to say I'd like to accept, and also, you know, work my own hours. It's like I've had this thing assigned to me since last Wednesday, but yeah, I couldn't do it till Saturday, Sunday, or today, so. And this is the first time I had a chance to get down here and take care of it. So, here, let me pull up the window. I'll be back in a second.
Just take care. I'll talk to you in Libyan. W2DKI4DOS.
And I got away from that drive-thru window, and I'm getting back on 153 to head to 85.
Pull out there when you get on the drag strip.
Find as much traffic on the road today as I thought I would find, but of course it's a federal holiday, so a lot of folks aren't working today. But yeah, 85 was, you know, it was constant, but it wasn't its normal bumper to bumper type stuff.
There's a lot of folks off today, so they won't be using 85 to go to and from work, but there's still always a lot of traffic out there. I don't know, that's a busy stretch of road out there, any way you look at it. That's kind of a main thoroughfare, you know, to get from Lake Charlotte to Atlanta and places beyond. So it normally stays pretty busy regardless.
I'm finding more traffic here on 153 than I found on 85 today. Go figure.
People are. You know, they don't have to work. They'll get out, go shopping, and run errands and that sort of thing, and it's normally on the secondary type roads instead of the interstate.
And the fact that people drag their feet when they're pulling, when the traffic light turns green, I had one car that was in a pickup truck that was like two in front of me, and it let the space between it and the cars that had started going through the traffic light before it even moved.
Now they drive funny out there regardless. But I hate it that they do that, but that's what happens. You know, we can't do anything about it. I'm glad that I drive my car and I don't worry about anybody else's except trying to be very defensive.
That's what I do. That's exactly what I do. And I've been trying to figure out how to get me a hands-free for this radio so I don't have to have a microphone in my hand, but I'm very careful about where I am and all that stuff, too. Somebody says, well, you're not watching the road. I said, I bet I can tell you whatever cars are around me, even though I'm talking to you and without turning my head very much because the way my mirrors are set up and everything. I learned years ago when I was driving buses for the hospital that you keep your eyes on the road everywhere, and when I drove vehicles for the Navy, too, so you keep your eyes on the road everywhere. Or else you're going to get smacked.
There's a lot of folks that don't know how to use their mirrors. They don't ever look in them, whether it's the one inside or the two outsides. So, you know, they just don't pay attention. So if you don't pay attention, you're liable to get run into or run over somebody you know, doing something stupid.
That's true. And well, at least the guy that just pulled in front of me, he did put his turn signal on before he did it. And I guess he's going to make a turn up here on somewhere. Anyway, but yeah, I learned defensive driving from the military, both while I was in the Navy and while I was in the Army Reserve for 6 years. So, you know, they taught you to be very defensive when you're driving out there so you could keep your head on a swivel and your eyes always moving. And I've got, like, two mirrors on each side because I've got the regular mirror and then I got one of those wide-angle mirrors that lets me see that lane next to me. and I've got them set so that I can see right down inside the car, but I can also see what's in that lane next to me there, and that keeps me out of trouble. W2T Mobile.
A lot of folks that don't have those, I call them spot mirrors, the wide-angle lens mirrors on their vehicles, and if they did, I don't know if they'd know how to use them, but, you know, I drove a truck for 45 years, and they've got big blind spots, and you got to be real careful so you don't run over somebody. But I'm glad I don't have to run up down that interstate every day since I retired, and so it makes it a whole lot easier for me.
I learned years ago when I was in the first couple of years I was on active duty with the Navy, I had to learn, they taught me to drive tractor trailers because I had to, even though I was in computers, we had a computer that kept eating up the power supply for the printer. And the only place to get them was a company out of Atlanta. And if we waited on them to ship it to us, it would be 3 to 5 weeks. We needed it yesterday. So I ended up learning how to drive tractor trailers, small flatbeds, and whenever one of them went out or we had a couple ready to be sent back, yours truly got to make the trip from Charleston to Atlanta, Georgia, unload the ones I was taking down, load the ones coming back, and turn around and come back home. So made that trip a time or two.
Always fun. I didn't mind going to Charleston too much. Of course, I've been to all of the, you know, in and around Charleston, all over the place down there. And same way with Atlanta. But, you know, I would rather drive in Charleston than I had Atlanta. Or used to. I hadn't been down there in quite a while, so I don't know how to drive down there now. But anyway, you know, you got to deal with the traffic and the other folks and the way they drive. And they put up with it every day, so you kind of have to watch them. They get in a big hurry sometimes, or either that or they poke along. Either one can impede traffic regardless of where you're going and where you are.
And Charleston is not as bad as Atlanta, but I'll tell you what, it's getting there. It's working on it. They keep widening the interstate, you know, this one going one way, that one going another way. They got several bridges now that you can cross the Cooper River over to go that direction. Several places you can go across the Ashley River. And so, you know, you got to be alert to where you want to go and know where you got to be on the other side before you decide which part of the interstate you're going to stay on and get off of. And but I've been down there a couple of times. But my next trip is going to be down to Florida, and I'm going to go 26 to 95 and 95 straight down and get off and go to my sister's house. So, you know, that won't be too bad.
Bad at all. I've made that trip quite a number of times. And went, you know, from here all the way down to Miami, and that's a trick. When you do that, drive down and unload and drive back a little ways and stop, take your nap, and then come on home. But that's a tiring drive once you get down into Florida. My family used to go down to Florida, down to West Palm Beach, to a relative's house during the summer for vacation, and we'd go down there and visit with them, and Dad and Mom would take vacation. And Dad would go down Highway 1. You know, he didn't like the interstate. He'd rather take a little more time and go through the country down these little two-lane roads than he had the interstate.
When I go, I'm going down to St. Augustine, so that's, you know, the St. Augustine-Jacksonville area. So anyway, it's a pain down there, and can be. And they changed a couple of exits from the last two times I went down. So the last time I went down, I had to relearn where I was getting off because they changed the way it was marked. But, you know, that's what that is and what they do. And that's what, you know, what these highway people decide to do when they make roads and things like that. If they're not satisfied with what they got now, they'll change it next month. So, oh, well, it is is what it is, and we deal with it. Hope you enjoy or doing okay, and have had a happy new year so far.
Can't complain about anything. Wouldn't do us any good anyway. But, as a matter of fact, she just called me. I've got to go in there and do something to her, so I might cut it a little short. Didn't mean to, but that's the way things happen sometimes. But, yeah, these people that work in the Puzzle Palace, you know, they get out there, and I think they do their best to find out, work it out to where it would confuse most people as far as roads go and that sort of thing. They've come to rely too much upon the GPSs. You know, I didn't have a GPS for years and years and years. We always used road maps, and I ran McNally, and I still got it. It's out of date, but probably it'd still get me from point A to point B if I needed it. But Rusty, I'll say 7-3 to you for now. You have a safe journey on back to the house. Enjoy talking with you a little bit this morning. We'll talk at you a little bit later. I got to run and see what Joy wants. W2TKI4DOS.
You have a good rest of the day. Say hello to Joy for me, and we'll catch you later. W2T Mobile.